In this bulletin, sexual harassment allegations against the New South Wales opposition leader made public. Australia pledges to invest billions in Pacific infrastructure. And Socceroos coach Graham Arnold announces his squad for friendlies against South Korea and Lebanon. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The journalist at the centre of sexual harassment allegations against New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley has publicly detailed her claims for the first time. The ABC's Ashley Raper says the reported incident, which had previously been raised under parliamentary privilege, happened at a Christmas party in 2016. Ms Raper alleges Mr Foley reached inside her underpants and rested his hand there. She also claims Mr Foley, who had previously denied the allegations, apologised to her by phone yesterday. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is expected to face questions about the blocking of another major Chinese investment in Australia when she meets with officials in Beijing later today. The government is planning to reject a $13 billion takeover of Australia's largest gas pipeline, APA Group, by a Hong Kong-based company. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says CK Group's proposed acquisition is not in the national interest. He's expected to make a final decision within weeks. The preliminary decision comes just months after the government quashed Chinese telco Huawei's plans to build part of Australia's 5G network. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants to make the Pacific region the centre of Australia's strategic outlook and foreign policy. It comes as he announces a $2 billion fund for infrastructure investment in the Pacific. Defence links are also set to be strengthened with more training of Pacific militaries and regular Navy deployments. Mr Morrison says with China increasingly moving into the region, he wants Australia to be the first country Pacific nations turn to.
We are more than partners by choice. We are connected as members of a Pacific family. It's time to open, I believe, a new chapter in relations with our Pacific family, one based on respect, equality, openness.
Researchers from the ANU are warning the Morrison government's visa changes will stunt the growth of separate schemes to bring in Pacific Island workers. The changes announced earlier this week benefit backpackers, allowing them to stay for up to 3 years, provided they work on farms. The Pacific program has been growing fast, but remains relatively small, with only 8,500 workers coming to Australia in the last financial year, although the government expects 14,000 rather, to come in 2018 to 2019. But Deputy Director at ANU's Development Policy Centre, Matthew Dorman, says the expansion of the Working Backpacker Visa program will see more growers and labour hire companies choose backpackers over Pacific workers.
That's going to lead to a big increase in the number of backpackers working on farms, and that they're going to act as substitutes for Pacific Islanders under the seasonal worker program. So I think on balance, we're probably going to see, if not a decline, at the very least, much slower growth in the seasonal worker program than we would have seen in the absence of these changes to the backpacker visa.
Socceroos coach Graham Arnold has named his squad to take on Korea, Republic and Lebanon later this month. It contains several changes to the squad, which beat Kuwait 4-0 last month. Jimmy Jeko, Jamie McLaren, Aaron Moy, Andrew Nabu and Matt Ryan all come in. Scotsman Martin Boyle has also been named after he received his citizenship papers last week. Tim Cahill, who recently announced his retirement from Socceroos duty, will play his final match in the game against Lebanon. The two home friendlies are the last scheduled matches for the Socceroos before their Asia Cup defence in January. Let's take a look at Friday's weather now. In Perth, it'll be sunny and 32. In Adelaide, also sunny and 23. In Melbourne, cloudy and 19. A shower or two for Hobart, 19 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 22. In Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 20. Much the same for Sydney, 22. In Newcastle, also cloudy and 21. In Brisbane, more cloud, 25 degrees. A possible shower for Cairns, 31. And a possible storm with a shower or two in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.